The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Echet Yebamot has been dedicated and sponsored by our dear friend Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife in honor of his family and Hatzlacha Varvaha Bechol Ma'asei Yadav. May be Zocheh to raise his children in the ways of the Torah. They should give him much nachat. He should have many more children with health and happiness. Chen v'chesed b'enei Hashem u'b'nei Adam. And he should have beracha b'kol mikol kol. Him and his entire family. Amen.
Daf Kuf Bet. Today's daf is being studied. Yad Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tenichenu b'gan Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Kuf Aleph Amud Bet. And we're starting on the bottom line. Amar Rava. Ger dan et havero devar Torah, which means from the Torah law, a ger, a convert, is able to be a dayan in order to judge, and as she says, dine nefashot, which means he's not to sit on a bet din that's judging capital punishment. That she writes, the ilu dine mamonot afilu lechol Yisrael, which means when it comes to dine mamonot, a ger is allowed to sit as a judge for any Jew. But when it comes to capital punishment cases, the ger can only sit for a fellow ger. So again, ger dan et havero, a fellow ger, devar Torah she'ne'emar, som tasim alecha melech, asher yivhar Hashem Elohecha bo, mekerev achecha tasim alecha melech. So it says, put a king over you, and from amongst your brothers, you should put a king over you. Now, the Gemara's Doresh, Alecha hu deba'inam mekerev achecha. Which means, when it's Alecha, when the case is against a Jew, when it's Alecha, then you need mekerev achecha. Then he has to be from a Jewish lineage. Aval ger. But if the one that's being judged is a ger, dan et havero, then already he's able to judge his friend. Ger. A ger would be able to judge his friend. So read that again about ger, dan et havero, ger. Now, what is this pasuk? Som tasim alecha melech, appoint for yourself a king from your brothers. What does it got to do with judging? So that she says, third line, alecha hu deba'inan mekerev achecha, which means when you're judging a Jew, then the judges have to be mekerev achecha from your brethren. Aval ala ger, afilu havero atam mekim alav. But when it comes to a ger, even his friend you're able to bring against him, which means to judge him. Now, dayan bichlal melech. Oh, a judge is included in the pasuk of king. Dichtiv melech b'mishpat Ya'amid Eris. Because the king in the olden days, what was the king's job? The king was to bring justice into the world. And therefore, just like it says by a Jewish king, that the king has to be from Jewish lineage, so Som Tasim Alecha Melech is also a reference to the judges that they have to be Mekerev Achecha. Now it says, Im Dome Dayan de Melech, which is the judge is similar to the king in what way? She'en Sarich Klum. That the judge cannot be needed, beholden to anybody, so then Ya'amid Eris. Then already, justice will prevail. So he has to be like a king, just like a king doesn't need anything because he's rich, and therefore he's able to make the proper judgment, so the judge is the same way. Ve'od simot tarbe ketumim kan. Because the pasuk says, som tasim alecha. It says, som tasim, it's talking about many appointments. Not only a king has to be from Jewish lineage, but som tasim, they learn of it, kol mesimot, she'atam mesim, all appointments that you appoint, lo yu'era mekerev achecha, should be from your brethren. So the Gemara's Doresh, that's only talking about alecha, when the case is against a fellow Jew. So then the judges have to be Jew. However, when it's against a ger, so already even a ger is able to judge him. So comes Gemara and says, Ve'im hayta immo miYisrael. But let's say the ger, his mother was Jewish, his father wasn't Jewish, that's what I mean, a ger. Dan afilu Yisrael. Which means then he's able to judge even a Yisrael. Which means the ger that we're talking about that cannot judge Yisrael is a full-fledged. Which means he's a ger from his father and mother. Both his father and mother were goyim. However, if his mother was a Jew and his father was a goy, that's considered mekerev achecha, and if he was able to judge even a Yisrael. However, ulanyan halitza, when it comes to sitting on the court, the halitza ad shiye aviv imom Yisrael, that already has to be full fledged. His mother and his father have to be from Yisrael. Shneimar v'nikra shemo b'Yisrael. There's a special pasuk written by Halitza. It says v'nikra shemo b'Yisrael, will be called in Yisrael. So that Rashi learns from over there, mashma shiye Yisrael mikol tzadin. That the judge that's judging has to be full fledged Yisrael on all sides. So in that sense, comes out a big chiddush according to Shitat Rashi, where the laws of Halitza are more strict than the dinei fashot. It's a capital punishment case, so long as his mother is Jewish, so then anyway he's able to judge. But Halitza, since we have a special be Israel, he has to be full-fledged. Amarav, amarav, kana, amarav. Im yavo Eliyahu. If Eliyahu Nevi would come, hypothetically, v'yomar, and he would say, cholzin b'min'al, that you're able to make Halitza with a min'al. Min'al, we said, is the leather shoe, it's made out of soft leather. So if Eliyahu Nevi would come along and say, you're allowed to make Halitza with a min'al, shema'im lo. You listen to him. En holzin besandal, but if he tell you that you cannot make halitza with a sandal, in shum'im lo. Why? Shikivan nagu ha'am besandal. Already the minhag is pashut that they use the sandal already. So he cannot change the accepted law. But if he came along and told us that holzin b'min'al, even though we learned in the Mishnah that really you shouldn't be holetz b'min'al, but if he don't even come and tell you you can, it would be okay. We would accept it. So comes the next sheetah, says Rav Yosef, Amarav Kana, Amarav, Im Yavo Eliyahu V'yomar, En Cholzin B'min'al. If Eliyahu would, this is the opposite. If Eliyahu would come along and say, En Cholzin B'min'al, you cannot make Halitza with a min'al with a shoe, Shom'im lo. En Cholzin Min Sadal, En Shom'im lo. But if he said, En Cholzin Min Sadal, you would not listen to him, Shekevan Nagu Aham B'Sadal. Because again, everybody didn't know, the min'al is pashut to use a sandal. So the Gemara says, my Benayu. What's the difference between the two versions? Because according to the first version, it says, if Eliyahu Nevi would come along and say, Cholzin B'min'al, Shom'im lo. And the second version is, if he would come along and say, En Cholzin B'min'al, Shom'im lo. So what's the nafkamina? So the Gemara says, Ika Benayu min'al l'katehila, which means the nafkamina is going to be between the two shitot. Is it permissible l'katehila? Which means, according to, let's read it actually, cholzin b'min'al shum'im lo, en cholzin b'min'al en shum'im lo. Now those are the two versions, either cholzin b'min'al or en cholzin. Umidekamarim yavo Eliyahu, dechol kamad lo ate Eliyahu ve'amar lo cholzin. Which means, according to the second version, until Eliyahu Nevi comes and says lo cholzin, alma min alek etahila lo. Which means it's going to be mashma that min al is going to be lek etahila asur. Rav Yosef garsin lim yavo Eliyahu v'yomar en cholzin b'min al shum'im lo, en cholzin b'sal en shum'im lo v'chol kama delo amar lan Eliyahu en cholzin b'min al chatzil chetahila, which means according to the second version, Eliyahu Nevi comes along and tells us en cholzin b'min al, that means smash before Eliyahu Nevi comes, smash ma cholzin b'min al, smash should even be lechetahila. According to the first version, where Eliyahu Nevi is going to come along and tells cholzin b'min'al, it's not before Eliyahu Nevi comes, it's asur l'katehila. So therefore, it's a machlok between the two versions. Is min'al mutal l'katehila, or is it asur l'katehila? Let's review. According to the first version, it says, if Eliyahu Nevi would come along and say, en cholzin b'min'al, that means what? Before Eliyahu Nevi comes, it must be it's asur. Lachlotz b'min'al l'chetahila. According to the second version, if Eliyahu Nevi would come along and say en cholzin b'min'al, it's mashma that before he comes, it's mutal l'chetahila. So that's the machloket. Is min'al mutal l'chetahila or asur? We don't know reasons yet. We're just discussing principle. Is it mutal l'chetahila or is it asur l'chetahila? I will say one more time. According to the first version, it says, Im yavo Eliyahu yomar cholzin b'min'al. That's why before Eliyahu Nevi comes, it's asur b'min'al, l'chetahila. According to the second version, he comes along and says, if he's going to osir min'al, we're going to listen to him. Master, before he came, it's mutar. So the Gemara says, "Uman da'amar afilu lechet tachila." But according to the person that want, that opinion that wants to say it's mutar l'ol la'asot chalitza to do chalitza with a min'al lechet tachila, v'hat tena, but we don't have Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Chalitza b'min'al chalitzata keshera di'avad in lechet tachila." No. Which is master from Mishnah that chalitza is only mutar b'min'al b'di'avad. That was a din in our Mishnah. So how could you come and tell me that it's mutar even the ketachira? It's going against our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, "Huadin the afilu the ketachira." Really, our Mishnah meant it's mutar even the ketachira. So why did it say keshira? That's master from b'di'avad. The aidi the ba'el mitni sefa. Since the Mishnah said in the end, be'anpiliya, if a person uses an anpiliya, we said that's like a sock for the chalitza, chalitzata pisula. So then we have to use the word pisula, da'afilu di'avad, that's even we assume di'avad. So tanana meresha di'avad. So the Mishnah used the lashon b'di'avad, not because that's the din. Really, it's mutar dechatechila. It's just that use lashon keshira, because the sefa by the anpiliya use lashon pesula, so use lashon keshira in the resha. So comes again one that says umenal lekatechila tanei. Actually, this subject can use a menal, a shoe, a soft leather shoe for halitza. It's actually machloket amongst the tanei. The tanya, Rabbi Yose, pamachat halak to netzibin. Rabbi Yose says, one time I went to netzibin, matzati zaken ehad. As I found an old man, are you familiar with the rulings of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beterah? He says, yes, I am. And as a matter of fact, he eats by my table, so I'm very familiar with him. So Gemara says, "Klum ra'ita shehalatz bibama." Did you ever see him make a halitza ceremony? Amar lo ra'iti shehalatz harbe pa'amim. I saw that he made halitza many times. So he asked him, "V'min'al o besandal?" So what did he use when he made the halitza? Min'al o sandal? Amar li. So he told me. Is that Aleph? Okay. V'chi. What's that Aleph there? No, okay. So he says, "Ra'iti shehalat sarbe pe'amim, actually b'min'al or b'sandal," which means with a min'al or a sandal, which means either or. So Amar li v'chi cholzin b'min'al. Says, how can he tell you that you used a min'al? Are you allowed to use a min'al l'chatechila? Amarti lo imken mara Rabbi Meir lomar chalza b'min'al chalitzata keshera. Which means if you tell me that the rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beterah, used the min'al l'chatechila, so why did Rabbi Meir say that min'al is only asur? But the avad, which means he was shocked. He asked me, "You ever see Rabbi Yehuda ben Beterah do halitza?" I said, "Yeah, I saw him." So what did he use? He used either a sandal or he used a min'al. So he used it like a tachida. If that's the case, why did Rabbi Meir say it's only mutar b'di avad? Rabbi Yaakov Amar Mishemo. Rabbi Yaakov said in the name of Rabbi Meir, "Cholzin b'min'al lechatechida." That you see, it's a machlok. What Rabbi Meir held? Is it only b'di avad or is it mutar even lechatechida? Look at Rashi. Amar lo v'chi cholzin b'min'al. So the rabbi told him this was. Right, Rabbi Yosef told the Zaken. What do you mean? He used a min'al? Is it mutar to use a min'al? Velo garsinan. We do not have the grisa. V'at Torah amra na'alo velo min'alo. She'en min'al katuv b'chol Torah. Which means the Torah does not say the word min'al. In the whole Torah, the word shoe, min'al, is not written. Ela na'alo. It just says the word na'al. There's a difference between a min'al, which is a shoe, or the word na'al. Kegon shal na'alecha. Remember, should have been, right? Take off your shoes. Shalaf ish na'alo. Temashma ben sandal ben min'al. So na'al could be like a generic. It could either mean a min'al or a sandal. The min'al lashon hakamim. The word min'al is really a rabbinical term. V'na'al lashon Torah. V'hai da'amar min'al l'chetechila asur. Lav mikra yadif. Ela mishum gezerah, like we're going to learn later on. Kedil kaman. Now, v'hai dichti be'oraita. Barzelun choshet min'alecha. Oh, we have a pasuk in Zot HaBerakha. It says Barzel unhoshet min alecha. So, so we found the word min'al in the Torah, lashon man'ulu briyahu. So that's a lashon na'ul, that's a lock. That's not talking about a shoe. So all Rashi did over here was, there was a girsa that said, v'torah amra na'alo velo min'alo. Right, he has the girsa. So is it possible to make a halitza with a min'al? The Torah doesn't say the word min'al. And the, she just shows you that there's no word min'al written in the Torah. It only says na'al. Don't ask me from Zotah Berakat. It says min'alecha. It's not min'alecha. It's not min'al. It's referring to a lock. But anyway, he takes that girsa out. So just let's review what happened. He came to Rav Zakir. He said, yeah, you know, Rav Yehuda ben Betera does. Yeah, I know. He's by my table. Okay, did you see? Have you ever seen him do the halitza ceremony? I saw him. And what did he use? He used the sandal, he used the min'al, he used both things. What? He used the min'al, the chitayinat, and the bimir says that min'al is only b'di'avad. So then there's another version that says that the bimir also can even use the min'al, the chitayinat. So you see, it's a machlok et tana'im. Is it min'al mutal, the chitayinat? Now we don't know the reason yet. The Gemara is going to give us the reason now. Comes the Gemara and says, oh, now what's the reason? Why should it be as soon as the tattoo is a min'al? Again, it's a soft leather shoe. That's the machloket. Rabbi Yaakov omen mishemo cholsim min'al chetayla. He said in the name of Rabbi Meir, they can do the chetayla. That's where you see it's a machloket ha'naim. What's the reason of the opinion that says the chetela should be asul? Because maybe you can tell me the way the construction of the shoe is. You have the top of the shoe, ve'arketa me'al de ma'al, which means you have laces, straps that are on top of the shoe. And the pasuk writes that you have to make chalitza me'al, she makes chalitza me'al de naglav. And this shoe over here, it has two tops. So therefore, it's not going to be me'al, it's going to be me'al de me'al. Because it has a leather top with straps that go around it. So maybe that's why the shoe is going to be asud, because it's a double covering. V'torah amra me'al. The Torah says you have to take the shoe from above, ve'lo me'al de me'al. And not, you know, not a double covering. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, if that's the reason, it should be asud even b'di'avad. Which is, if you're going to tell me that what the problem is, it's a double covering. And if all that, say, the lady's doing is taking off the top covering, so she's really not taking the shoe me'al of that glove. She's taking off me'al de me'al. She's taking off the top covering. If that's the whole reason why this shoe is asud, so it should be asud b'di'avad. Because she didn't fulfill what the Torah says me'al of that glove from his foot. This is, you're taking off from me'al de me'al. So that could not be the reason. So comes the Gemara and says, look at Rashi. Panta. Panta is gava min'al. That's the top of the shoe. Ve'arketa. Arketa is srok na'al. That's like the shoelaces. The straps, they go around the top of the shoe. Okay, Rashi brings it from a targum. Srok na'al mitargem arketa. The misana. The targum explains the word srok na'al. The shoelaces is arketa. Shekoflin nitsuot al oznav. They fold over the straps over the literally the ears, that would be like the flaps of the top of the shoe. It's like two shoes, one over the other. But on a sandal, there's no straps on top of the shoe. The end of it dohato, which means on a sandal it's hard leather, so the strap is not going to do anything to the leather because it's hard. But a menaz is a soft leather. The strap will is soft, and the leather is soft, so the strap will tighten the shoe. He says by a sandal there is laces, but by the lip, just to bring the shoe closer to each other to tighten it to its foot, but you don't have it wrapped around the entire top. So therefore, the Gemara says, maybe you'll tell me the whole reason why it's a sulka treina is because the Torah says by Chalitza that she'll take the shoe me'al raglav, and this shoe over here has the shoe and a cover over the shoe. So therefore, you're going to tell me the problem is it's me'al de me'al. If that's the case, that she says, Ela medamrin halitzato kesheraf. The fact that it says that the halitza is kasher b'diavad shma'mina giluye kara'a b'ayna. You need to actually reveal the foot. Va'afilu shne min alim ze al gabze. If you had two shoes, let's say, the guy was wearing, ki sholefet le tarvayu shapir dameh. Which means if you, let's say, she would take off both shoes, everybody would agree it's okay. But the assumption in this Gemara is that all she took off was the top part of it, so if it's ma'al to ma'al, that's the reason why min'al's asur. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, it should be asur even b'di'abad. So we're back to the question, what's the psul of min'al l'chav t'chayda? So Gemara says, gezera mishum min'al merupat. The first reason is gezera add to a ripped or torn shoe. The leather is soft on a min'al. So what are you worried about? You're worried about that if the leather is going to rip, and it was still possible to wear such a shoe. And now it's not considered a shoe anymore. And therefore the gezera is really min'al is mutar. But in the event that the min'al rips, and the guy's going to still wear it, and she's going to make chalitza on such a shoe, so made a gezera even on a non-ripped min'al. But by a sandal, if it rips, you can't wear it. So therefore, there's no gezerah by a sandal. Inameh, second reason why we make a gezerah by a min'al, mishum hatsi min'al. What does it mean, hatsi min'al? The concern is that it might be, if you're allowed to use a min'al, they're going to come to use a hatsi min'al, a half a min'al. Can it, it's possible, I guess, that it's going to be just like have an upper and not a lower by the, it's going to be half, it's not going to be full covering his foot, and he can still wear it in such a way. So therefore you're going to be concerned that the shoe is not going to be a full shoe similar to being ripped, either ripped or hatsi, it's not going to be a full shoe and he's going to wear it in such a way, so then he gives it out that that's not a shoe, and therefore they're going to be worried about the min'al. So Chazal Gemaran says, Amar Rav, Rav said, I love the hamite, if it's not for the fact that I saw la habibi, habibi is my uncle, Masoret Hashah says his uncle actually was the bihiya. As if it wasn't for the fact that I saw my uncle the bihiya, the halatz besandal, he used to use the chalitza, I made it with a sandal, the itle shinsin, that had shinsin. That she says, what is shinsin? Istral v'noach lecholtzo, which means it had like straps that would attach the shoe to the person's foot. It seems it was a loose fitting shoe. So it would have the straps that would fit, to tighten it on the shoe, on the foot. So he says, I saw my uncle who would use chalitza with these the strapped shoe. Ana lo avai chalitza. I wouldn't use such a shoe. Because kanare says it doesn't fit the foot perfectly. So therefore the Torah's first law is you have to take it off the foot. The chalitza. And since this shoe doesn't fit so good, so it's not really like you're taking it off, because it's really not on the foot so good. So I wouldn't have used such a shoe. Eli, what I would have used was besandela de taya. I would have used the sandals that the Arabs wear, the mehadaktefe, because it's very, very tightly fitting on the foot, so that we can fulfill the mitzvah of the chalza, of taking it off. Vehai didan. So that Gemara says, in our shoes that they wear today, afagav di'itpe chumreta, even though it has chumreta, that she says, kesher kashur al sefatav. There's certain laces that are on top of the shoe that keep the shoe well fitting on the foot. Katrin and be mitna. They still put another lace on top in order to tighten it. Well, kiechi de teve halitzata me'aliyata. They want to make sure that the shoe is well fitting. Even though, you know, our shoes have laces to make it tight, but they put an extra lace to make sure the shoe is on the foot. The key is Gemara is trying to show you that the shoe really has to be on the foot before you take it off. So therefore, he was saying, so his uncle, he used this strapped shoe over here, even though it was a big shoe. And it wasn't really well-fitting on the foot. He says, I wouldn't use it, but I wouldn't use the one that the Arabs wear. It's more well-fitting. He says, in today's shoe that has already, let's say, the straps on it,
to keep it tight, but they put another strap around it to make it extra tight, in order that when she's taking it off, she's actually taking off a shoe that was well fit on the foot itself. Comes the Gemara, continues. Amar Rav. Amar Rav. The Gemara gives a siman for the next mnemonic to remember the next piece of Gemara. Siman hatarat yibama sandav. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav hatarat yibama leshuk. In order for the yibama to be permissible to go marry to the shuk, you have to make chalitza. So how much chalitza do you have to make? Bishmitat rov akiv. As long as the shoe came off the majority of the heel of the foot, already she's muteret. Means now, how much of the shoe has to come off the foot? So it's like already the majority of the heel is exposed. She takes the shoe off the majority of the heel, already she's muteret. Metivir, the Gemara has a question. Hutru ritzuot min al v'sandal. Let's say the ritzuot, the straps of the min'al v'sandal came off by themselves. Or sheshamat rov haregel, or let's say the shoe came off the majority of the regel, the majority of his foot by itself. Halitzato pesula. Why? Why is it pesula? Because she has to take it off. If it came off by itself, no good. So the Gemara makes a diuk. Tama deshamat hu. It's only because he took it off. Hashamta he. But if she would have taken it off, halitzata kishira. But how much did the braita say it has to come off? Rov haregel in. But it says rov haregel, which is the majority of the foot. Rov haakev lo. But masra, that majority of the heel, no. She's the only problem in that braita why it was no good, because he took it off. Mm-hmm. But what was the shi'u that he took it off, that it was no good? Rov haregel. Smash brother, if she would take it off rov haregel, it's good, but not rov haakev, not the majority of the heel. So Gemara says, "Lo, hainu rov haregel, hainu rov haakev." It's the same shiur. Rov regel really means rov haakev, the majority of the heel. V'amai karu le rov haregel. Why would you call the heel rov regel? So Gemara says, "Dechula haila dekaraa ale dachis." Because the whole weight of the foot is being supported by the heel. And therefore, you can call the heel the regel. Because the main support of the regel is by the heel. So therefore, in Echanameh, there's no argument. It's Rov Akev. Iris is Rov Regel. Rov Regel is Rov Akev. Because again, the foot is being supported by the heel itself. That which we said, if he took off the shoe himself, it's not considered a halitza. So we have a proof to that from Rabbi Yanai. Damar Rabbi Yanai, ben she'tir hu. Let's say he untied the laces, v'shamta hi, and then she pulled off the shoe, ben she'tira hi. Or let's say she untied the laces, v'shamat hu, and he pulled off the shoe, haritzata pesula. Ad she'tatir hi, v'tashmiti, which means she has to do the untying and she has to actually pull the shoe off. So that's the proof to what we just said, that if it's done by the man, it's not going to be good. Comes the Gemara and continues. Ba'ei Rabbi Yanai, kara'atahu mahu. Let's say she tore the shoe off. She didn't actually take it off, she tore it off. Sirafatu mau. Let's say she burnt it off. That she says, how'd she do that? Bottom Rashi. Hishlicha gachelet ala sandal. She took like a coal and she put it on the sandal. Kishu karuch beraglov sirafto. She burnt it off. So the Gemara says, what's the question? Mau is it considered a good halitza? Giluye kara'a ba'inan ba'ika. Is the main thing in a halitza, you have to reveal his foot. Well, you revealed it. What's the difference between that? You ripped it, you burnt it. Or dilma halitza ba'inan veleka. Or maybe you have to take it off. So maybe there's a deen that you have to actually take it off, and then you don't have that. Okay, but I'll leave that in a tiku. Ba'a mine rabbi nechamya miraba. Shnei min alim ze al gabze. Right, you have two shoes. Guy's wearing two shoes. Mao, what is the deen?
So the Gemara says, what's the case? What exactly are you doing? What is she taking off? Hechi dameh. Ili ma dishalafte li'illa'e v'ka'e tata'e. If she's only taken off the top shoe when she's leaving the bottom shoe, there's no question. Me'al amar rahmana ve'lo me'al de me'al. Exactly. The Torah says that's the me'al laglav. Here she's taking me'al de me'al. She's taking what's on top of his shoe. That's not going to be good. So Gemara says, Lord Tzirika, you know what the case is talking about? The kalate le'illa'e. She ripped the top shoe off. Veshalafte le'tata'e. And then she took the bottom shoe from underneath. Veka'e illa'e. But the top is still there, which means she tore the top shoe. So she can get to the bottom shoe. She was able to pull the bottom shoe out, but the top shoe still remains. So the Gemara's question is, what's the she'ela? Mai. Halitza ba'ina ba'ika. Well, she wants to say halitza, she made a halitza. But she did take off the bottom shoe. So it was me'al to that glove. However, or dilma giluye kara ba'ina veleka. Or maybe this halitza means you have to reveal his foot. And you didn't reveal it because the top shoe is still on. So comes the Gemara and says, hold it. Umi ika kiay gavna. Which means, do people wear two shoes? Now, what's the question? Do people wear two shoes? Well, we'll give you a case where the guy wore two shoes. But the Gemara doesn't usually ask such a question. Right? So the Tosafot explains over there, the Gemara's question is that since it's not the derech, maybe, to wear two shoes, so maybe that's not going to be considered a shoe legabe halitza. Which means, a shoe that Gabe Halitza has to be a shoe that's the normal derech to wear. So that's what was challenging. Is it normal derech to wear two shoes? So maybe therefore it's not considered a shoe that Gabe Halitza Bechlau. So Gabe says, no, it is the derech. Gabe says, in. It is the derech. Why? The Hazua Rabbanan le Rav Yehuda. Right? The rabbi saw Rav Yehuda. The Nafag Behamsha Zuze Muke. He went out with five pairs of shoes, one on top of the other, lishuka, to the market. Oh, so he wore five pairs of shoes, so therefore it is the derech to wear more than one shoe. So if it's considered a shoe, so that Gemara goes back to its original question, is it considered a chalitza, or do you say you have to reveal the foot? That the Gemara leaves as a question. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Yebama Shigdila ben Achin. Let's say you have a Yebama. And she grew up, let's say, amongst the brothers. Since her husband died, and she grew up in the house, let's say, with the other brothers, and no yibum was made yet. So the Gemara says, "Muteret li nase lehad menachin." She's after whatever period of time she was living with them, one of the brothers decides not to make a yibum, it's permissible. Why shouldn't it be? So the Gemara says, "Ve'en chosheshim shemehaltza sandal lehad mehen." You don't have to be concerned because maybe in the interim when she was living with them, maybe she took off one of their shoes. Maybe she's in the house, the guy says, take off my shoe. Now already she's a chalutza, and therefore she's eshet ah. You don't have to suspect that. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Ta'ama de lo hazina. Which is the only reason why you don't have to be concerned, because we didn't see it happen. We didn't see halitza happen. Ha chazinan, shayshinan. But it's much, if you would have seen her take off her brother-in-law's shoe, it's a problem. What's the problem? Ve'at tanya, we learned in the braita. Ben shenitkaven hu, ve'lo nitkavena hi. U'ben shenitkavena hi, ve'lo nitkaven hu. Halitzata pesula, ad shenitkavenu shenem ke'erad. Which means you need kavana. Which means whether she had kavanah, he didn't, or he did and she didn't, it's pesula, it's nothing. It means you need kavanah on both sides. So what's the Gemara coming along to say over here that you don't have to be concerned that maybe halitza was done, even if you did see them, since they weren't having kavanah over here, it's nothing. So the Gemara says, "Hachi kamar afal gav de hazinan en hosheshim shemekivnu." Change the statement. The Hadush is, even though you saw a chalitza done, you don't have to suspect that they had kavanah. She's living in the house with them. And one of the brothers-in-law said, "Do me a favor, could you protect off my shoe?" So you saw it. She went, she pulled off the guy's shoe. You don't have to worry about that. If it was under that context, you don't have to worry about any kabara. And therefore, she still muteret, and you have no problem of yibum. Ikada amri, but there was another version. Tama de lo hazina. Oh, the only reason why it's mutar to make yibum because she didn't see her take off her brother's shoe, brother-in-law's shoe. Ha hazina an hosheshin. But if you'd see it, it's a problem. Why? Because you're worried that maybe she had kabana. Udeka tana ba'e kabana. Oh, but I thought we said that she had kabana. Hani mili li ishtiruye le alma. Jeez, when we say kavana is necessary, that's in order to matir her to go marry to the shuk. Aval le achin mifsela. But even a halitza that was done without kavana automatically is osera to the other brothers. Which means, even halitza without kavana with mahmir. Because maybe it's kasher. Therefore, we're not going to let now the brothers make a yibum. Could be say ishet ach. So therefore, even if once you see her make a halitza, even though it's probable that it was not with kavana, doesn't matter. Already yibum is going to be asur. Why? Because of actually the way that she's learning. The way that she's learning is when you see it, since you don't know, you have to be hoshesh that maybe there was a kavana, and that's why it's going to be a suit on the other brothers. But let's say vaday, explanation for this guy, vaday, you know there was no kavana, bichlal, it's clear there was no kavana, then even according to this version, it would be mutar for the brothers to be yibum. The only hadush according to this kavana is, if you just see it and you don't know, you have to be hoshesh, maybe there was a kavana, and therefore, even on the side that there's a maybe, we're going to be mahmir. That what? That is going to be a suit. Is that what you said? You need kavana, which means you have to know there's a kavana. That's the matira to the shuk. But even if you have a hashash that there was a kavana, by the way, the brothers are going to be pasul to marry. Gemara marav yudamarav sandal atafur bepishtan. Okay, you have a sandal that is sewn with pishtan. As the two shitot, the nashi would have been sewn with pishtan. Some want to say it's like an inner shoe. The shoe is leather, but the inner is made out of, let's say, a lining, we'll call it, a pishtan of linen. That's one way of learning. That's what type of shoe it is. Other shitot want to say that the nashi brings out as well, it's somewhere it was stitched with pishtan. What's the question if it's stitched with pishtan? Since the pishtan is holding the shoe, so it's a ma'amid. So it could be it's considered a pishtan shoe. And with the discussion of it, maybe this has to be dafke a leather shoe. And a pishtan stitching could be it's considered pishtan. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, sandala tafur bepishtan, en olsim bo. No good. Why? Shvene shne emar ve'in alech tahash. That I will put as a shoe for you that's made out of a tahash. Tahash is a type of an animal. So obviously the shoe is made out of leather. So you see, when it talks about shoes, stab shoe is a leather shoe. Ve'na'alech, I will put a shoe for you made out of tahash. So this, either the inner or stitched, is not considered made out of leather, and therefore it's a non-considered a halitza. Kevara says, ve'ema tahash in midya harina lo. Well, if you're basically on this pasuk, maybe it's going to be dafka tahash leather. Maybe dafka, that animal that's called a tahash, is the only leather you'd be able to use for a shoe. So Gemara says, na'al, na'al riba. Which is, it says the word na'al twice in the parasha of halitza. And therefore the na'al, na'al comes to include all types of leather. So comes the Gemara and says, I na'al, na'al riba, afidu kol mile nameh. Which means, maybe it's coming to include not only leather, maybe it's coming to include even non-leather. So Gemara says, "Imken tachash mayanile." So what do you have the pasuk of tachash? So therefore, the tachash teaches you it has to be tachash leather. From the fact that it says na'al na'al by halitza teaches you not only tachash leather but all types of leather. Comes Gemara and says, "Iache kulo shel se'ar nameh." If let's say the whole shoe is made out of the hair from the animal. For example, let's say goat's hair. Now that would also be considered tahash because it's natural. Where's the hair come from? From the leather of the animal. So if you tell me, right, it's got to be like a tarash, so it could be se'ar, will also be considered, even though it's not leather, but it's natural like the leather. So maybe it should be okay. So Gemara says, hahu karka mikri, which means you call a shoe made out of hair, it's not called a na'al. It's called a karka. And the Torah says you take the na'al off. So therefore, since this is called a karka, it doesn't have the right shem, therefore it's not going to be okay. Kaz Gevran continues. Amar le Rav Kana l'Shmuel. Now we take for granted, when we say the word halitza, we take for granted it means taking off the shoe from his foot. Now the Gemara is going to challenge, who told you the word halitza means taking the shoe off the foot? So the Gemara says, Amar le Rav Kana l'Shmuel. Who told you when it says that it means she'll remove the shoe, she takes off the shoe? Dichtiv, because I have a pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'chalitzu et ha'abanim asher b'hem anaga." Guy has a house. He has, let's say, a nega on the walls, on the stones. So what does he have to do? It says v'hilitzu et abanim. He has to remove the stones. So you see the word v'hilitzu halitza, which means to remove. So the Gemara who told you ve'ema ziruzehu. Maybe it means to put on, to establish. How do you know? Dichtiv hehalitzu me'itechem anashim latzava. Right, the pasuk says by Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Hehalitzu me'itechem anashim latzava. Or by one of the wars, it says, gird for yourself soldiers for the war. Hehalitzu, which means establish. So therefore, maybe halitza means to put on the shoe. Maybe when it says halitza, she has to put on the shoe. So comes the Gemara and says, "Hatam name shalufe mebeta likraba." Over there, also the word "halitzu" means they should leave their homes to go fight. So therefore, the word "halitza" in that pasuk also means to be removed, which is remove them from their homes to go fight. Gemara says, "Maybe we have another pasuk." Haketiv yehalitz ani beonyo, which means what? God will establish the poor man from his poverty. So therefore, it means establish him. So they've established him. That's right. Put the shoe on. So the Gemara says now, "Bischar onyo yechalitzu medina shel gehinam." That's what it means. In the zechut that the man endured poverty, he's going to be removed from gehinam. So therefore, the word yechalitzu over there also means to be removed. Ela hadichtiv. We have another pasuk. Chone malach Hashem sabiv lireav. Which is God has the malach around those that fear Him. Vayhaletzem. Vayhaletzem sounds like the angel is going to establish them. So therefore, halitza means to establish, maybe to put on the shoe. Gemara says no. Bischar yireav, which means in the zechut as the reward of those that fear God. God is going to save others from Gehinam, going to remove others from Gehinam, which is in the zechut of the tzaddikim. Others are going to be removed from Gehinam. So you see, again, it means yehaletzem. They're going to be removed. So it comes together and says, but we have a pasuk. Your bones, yehalitz. Ve'amar abil azar. Zu me'ulash be'berachot. This is the most special of the berachot. Why? What does it mean? Which means God has planned that the person's bones are going to be established. Oh, so therefore you see what? It means established. So comes the Gemara and says, you're right. It can go either way. The word halitza can mean establish, mean put on, or it can mean take off. Now, isalka da'atak ziruzeu, but in the context of halitza, if you thought it meant to put on the shoe, imken lichtov rachmana v'chalsa na'alo beraglo. It says me'al raglo. Me'al raglo is mashma from his foot. From his foot, you're taking it off. If it meant putting it on, it should say beraglo, that you'll put the shoe on his foot. So therefore, in the context of the pasuk that says me'al means from his mashma, you're taking it off. Right? If it was being putting it on, it should say behalsan na'alo beraglo. You put the shoe on his foot. Gemara says, wait, that's not a problem. It couldn't write biraglo. Hava amina biraglo in bishuko lo. Which means, I would have thought if it said biraglo, I would say maybe the only type of halitza that works is to take it off, or put it on, I should say, because biraglo we want to learn now, maybe really means putting it on. But it couldn't have said biraglo because it would mashma davka his foot alone, and that's not so, because we said that even if, let's say, the shuk, let's say he's missing part of his foot from the knee down, we said it's also going to fulfill chalitza. So if it would have said biraglo, I can really tell me you're right. It means putting it on, but I would not know the law of shuko, that he's able to even put it on his the shuk, which means the stump. So that's why I say me'al raglo. Me'al raglo says that he can even put it above the leg. Me'al raglo. So therefore, it means putting it on, and me'al teaches me even above the leg. So comes the Gemara and says, no. So Kitav Rachmana me'al raglo dafilu b'shoko. That's why it says me'al raglo. It teaches me above the leg, even where the shok is. Let's say where the shin is. So comes the Gemara and says, imken lichtov rachmana b'me'al raglo. If it meant above the leg, above the foot, it said me'al, which is above. My me'al raglo. Right, which is, if it would have said b'me'al, in the place that's above, you're right. But it says me'al raglo, from his leg. So that's mashma, shma mina mishlafu, must be taking off. So therefore the ma'aseh, the Gemara saying halitza can mean either way. How do you know in this case halitza means to take off? It's context. What's the context? Me'al raglo, from his foot, which means you're taking it from his foot. Maybe it just means from above his foot, even, and putting it on. No, it would have said bin me'al, from the place even above. And from the fact that it doesn't say bin me'al, it just says me'al, it means from. Therefore you learn halitza means taking off. Tanat comes to Gemara and says, Amaleahu minal Rabban Gamliel. There was a certain mean, like a pikoros, like a tzidduki, that told Rabban Gamliel, Amma dehalatz le mare mine. Urination that the master has made halitza, which means God has, so to speak, pushed you away. Just like halitza, what happens, the yavam pushes away the lady. So it says that you're a nation that your God has pushed you away. So comes the Gemara and says, which means in the galut, he doesn't want to redeem you from the exile. How do you know this? Dechtiv bitzonam. The Jews went with their flocks to seek out God, but they did not find him. Halatz mehim. Halatz mehim, which the Tzeduki was learning it, what? God has made halitza from the Jewish people. So comes the verse, Amar le shote. So the beggar says, you fool. Mi ketiv halatz lahim? Does the pasuk say that he made halitza to them? Halatz mehem ketiv. It says from them. Doesn't say to them. What does it mean? Ketiv. The ilu yib, which is mashma, that a kadosh baruch hu is the one that received the halitza from the Jewish people. Which is if the Jewish people pushed away God, not the opposite. V'ilu yibama dechal tzula achin. Mashe'ekeh by the yibama, who's pushing away? the Yavam, which is why the lady making that procedure on the Halitzan by the Yavam shoe, it's who's pushing who away? The Yavam is pushing the lady away. So it's not a fair analogy, which means he was trying to come along and say that in this analogy, the Tzeduki was saying that God is like the Yavam. That just like the Yavam, by letting the procedure be done to his foot, is pushing away the Yavama, so to God is pushing away Klai Yisrael. So what are you talking about? You fool? It doesn't say that. Doesn't say in the Pasuk, Halatz Lahim, that he made a halitza to them. It's Halatz Mehem. God was pushed away from them. Which is why the Klal Yisrael pushed away God. And therefore the Bagabia says, Midi Mishasha Itbe. Which means, is it, does it mean anything? Which means, by us leaving a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that means nothing. You can never leave a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore God did not leave us. And therefore, eventually He will redeem us. Let's read the Rashi, Lashon, Shoteh. Mi ketiv halatz lahem? Halatz mehem ketiv. Who kibel halitza mehem? And God, if anything, received the halitza from the Jewish people. They abandoned Him. Vilu yevama dechalsu mine achin. But the yevama, the brothers, pushed her away. Sheyavam kibel emena. So the Gemara says, midi mishasha itbe. Which means the Gemara is saying like this. In this case, we left God, so to speak. So that would be an analogy of, let's say, the brothers went and made halitza to the lady. So in that case, what it is midi mishasha itbe, it's nothing, it doesn't count. Which means the halitza was not done by the lady to the man. That would be because he's pushing her away. If he went, let's say, the man and went made halitza to the lady, midi mishasha itbe, is this significant? It's not significant. So therefore, when we left Klai Yisrael, so to speak, when we left God, it no significance. And therefore, his interpretation is wrong. Comes the Gemara and says, Be'anpilya, we said when it comes to the sock, halitzata pesula. Right? We said the halitza is pasul. The memra, the anpilya, lav min alu. Well, if you see over here that a sock is not considered a shoe. Could you tell me this anpilya is not considered good for halitza? So must be it's not considered a shoe. So the Gemara says, utnan namiya, we have a support for this. Well, what does it say in the Mishnah? En atorem nichnas, which means when the person's going into the Bet HaMikdash in order to take the coins. They used to have the coins that they used to have for the korbanot. That was machzit ha-shekel coins. They were all in a lishka. So let's say they're coming along now to take out the coins, so we don't want the coin that's going in to be suspected by the people that he might be, you know, stealing some of the coins. So it says when he goes in to take out the money, it says he doesn't go in lof befargod hafut. He does not go in with a robe that has a hem, because the people are going to think that maybe he's putting coins in the hem. Velo be'anpilya, and not with this type of sock. So it seems also it was like a cloth pouch that they had. We can stick the coins in there. Ve'en sarik lomad b'minahal v'sandal. It goes without saying, you cannot go into the Beit HaMikdash area with a shoe. Nothing to do with suspicion. It's because the Torah doesn't want you to wear shoes in the Beit HaMikdash area. Because you're not allowed to go with a minahav v'sandal azara. So what do you see over here? That anpilya is not considered a shoe. Because the only reason why you can't wear an anpilya is because of the chashad. But it wasn't because of the shoe factor. So you see, we have a support to our Mishnah that anpilya is not considered a shoe. Urminu, we have a question, but echad min al v'sandal v'anpilya lo yitayel bahim. When it comes to Yom Kippur, where we know a person is not to wear shoes, so it says, not only can he wear minhal, he cannot wear sandal, nor can he wear in pidiya, lo mi bayit le bayit, not from one house to another house, ve lo mi mita le mita, even from the same house, cannot go from one bed to another bed. So what do you see over here? Pidiya must be a shoe. So Kavan says, Amar Abaye, di it be ketite.
On the Kippur issue over here, it's talking about where this sock that we're talking has, let's say, cushioning in it.
So what's the problem? Umishum ta'anug.
Meaning it's not a shoe. The problem on Kippur is it's a comfortable item and we don't want it to have
pleasure, comfort. Who told you that comfort is a suit on Kippur?
What's your suit on Kippur is shoes, not comfort. How do you know?
V'araba baravuna karich sudra akar'ev v'nafik.
He used to, let's say, wrap his foot up in a sudar, in like a cushion, in a cloth, and he used to go out. So even though it's pleasurable, protecting his foot. So there's no issur in ta'anug. So we're back to the question. Why then is anpinia asur on Yom Kippur?
So comes the Gemara and says, Ela marava lakashyam. Kan be'anpinia shel or, kan be'anpinia shel beged.
Which means there's two different types of socks. There's a cloth sock, and then there's the
leather sock, which means that which we said on Kippur is going to be asur. Exactly. That's anpinia shel or.
And that's considered like a min'al, a sandal, therefore it's going to be asur.
However, when we talked about our mishnah legabe halitza,
or let's say the mishnah over there by Terumat al-Lishka, that we said he cannot go with the anpilia, it's talking about from cloth, from the beged. And the whole reason is because why? We don't want you to go into the Beit HaMikdash with nagus is a shoe. Because really, shel beged is not a shoe. And what's the problem? Hashad, you worry about you might put some of the coins inside. So there's a difference between a leather or a
cloth. Comes Gabrad says, Hachi namem stabra.
Makes sense, this chiluk that you're saying, between cloth and leather.
The ilotem, I guess you're not going to make this chiluk. Kashya yom kippurim, yom kippurim. You're going to have a stira from Yom Kippurim to Yom Kippurim. Why? The Tanya, we have another braita. Lo yitayel adam bikur dekisim betoch beto. Which means, what is kur dekisim? So the Mefarshim said these are like thin leather shoes, or like a leather maybe sole, exactly, that they put underneath the shoe. It's like a leather sole in order to protect the bottom of the foot from water. So it says you cannot wear these items on Yom Kippur, and the blighter continues, betoch beto, even in his house, aval mitayelu be'anpilin betoch beto.
But he's allowed to wear anpilin in his house. What do you mean? I thought you just said that on Yom Kippur it's talking about leather, and that's why it says lo yitayel be'anpilin. Now we have a study that says you can.
And what are you going to say? Ela lav shma mina, kan ben pilia shel or, kan ben pilia shel beged, shma mina.
Must be, you have to say there is a chiluk between leather and beged. So the maaseh, when it comes to the leather and pilia, in a chinameh, it's going to be asur on Kippur, because really that's going to be considered a na'al. Aye, why did it say in our mishnah, legabe halitzah, that if you made halitzah and a pilia, it's nothing? Because it's talking about beged. And how do you know it's not a shoe? Because you see clearly that when it came to the Beit HaMikdash, the kohen would be allowed to wear an empilia inside if it weren't for the fact of hashad. And we know that you're not allowed to wear shoes in the Beit HaMikdash Azara area. It must be empilia shel beged. It's not considered a min'al. But come on, the olam. Amen, amen.